Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In this lesson, we will talk about consulting and informing the patient on the risks and complications of a root canal treatment. So, let's start. Root canal treatment is a rather common and predictable procedure. When performed by an experienced and highly qualified root canal specialist, success rates for this procedure are very high. Eine Wurzelkanalbehandlung ist ein recht häufiger und vorhersehbarer Eingriff. Wenn er von einem erfahrenen und hochqualifizierten Spezialisten durchgeführt wird, sind die Erfolgsraten für diese Behandlung sehr hoch. As with any dental treatment, the potential complications and risks should always be considered. When discussing the risks and complications of a root canal treatment with a patient, it's important to provide clear, reassuring, and informative explanations. Here's how you might phrase it. A root canal treatment is a highly effective procedure to save your natural tooth, but like any dental treatment, there are some potential risks and complications to be aware of. You can also say, a root canal treatment, while generally safe and effective, carries certain risks and potential complications. Possible risks and complications. Number one, tooth color changes. One possible issue is a change in tooth color, where the treated tooth may gradually darken because of the removal of pulp tissue and internal bleeding. Over the time, the treated tooth may darken due to internal changes. This can sometimes be managed with whitening treatments or a dental crown if aesthetics are a concern. Number two, sinus congestion. If the tooth is in the upper jaw, there is a slight chance of sinus irritation or congestion, since the roots are close to the sinus cavity. This usually resolves on its own. This may happen as everything within your body is connected to one another and your teeth are no different. A fairly common risk with root canals is that they may cause problems with your sinuses. In some circumstances, a little liquid in your jaw can leak through the membranes in your nose. It may not sound pleasant, but because your root canal and sinus cavity are neighbors, it can happen. Inflammation in the sinus cavities can be irritating, with headaches and congestion being the main symptoms. In most cases, this problem goes away in just a few weeks. Number three, risk of reinfection. There is also a risk of reinfection if all bacteria are not completely removed or if the tooth is not properly sealed afterwards. Although we take every precaution to clean and disinfect the tooth, bacteria can sometimes persist, leading to reinfection. If this occurs, a retreatment or additional procedures may be necessary.
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
Number 4. Finding all root canals. Some teeth have complex root structures, and in rare cases, very fine or curved canals may be difficult to locate and treat. If any bacteria remain, they could cause future issues. Number 5. Erosion of tooth sealing. The material used to seal the tooth can gradually wear down over time, which is why a well-fitted crown or filling is essential to protect it from reinfection. Number 6. Tooth cracking. Another concern is tooth cracking or fracture, as a root canal treated tooth becomes more brittle and may fracture under pressure. A root canal treated tooth becomes more brittle since the nerve and blood supply are removed. To prevent cracks or fractures, we recommend placing a crown for added strength and protection. Number 7. Numbness. In some cases, patients may experience prolonged numbness or tingling if a nerve is irritated during the procedure. This is rare, but something to be aware of. Number 8. Allergic reaction to anesthetic. If you have a history of allergies to anesthesia or any dental materials, please let us know so we can choose the safest option for you. Some patients may have an allergic reaction to the anesthetic used during the treatment, leading to swelling, itching, or more severe complications. To round off the consultation, you can say, despite these potential risks, root canal treatments have a very high success rate. We take every measure to ensure your comfort and the best possible outcome. If you have any concerns, please don't hesitate to ask. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To resolve, lösen. To choose, wählen. Gradually, allmählich, schrittweise. Itching, juckend. Prolonged, anhaltend. Well-fitted, gut angepasst. Precaution, Vorkehrung. Congestion, nasale Verstopfung. Blood supply, Blutversorgung. Outcome, Ergebnis. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit dem Ablauf einer Wurzelbehandlung. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.